Oh, hey, welcome back. Well, you clicked on this video for one of two reasons. Either you're curious about what it's like to be homesick in a bustling foreign country, or you're in the thick of it yourself right now, feeling that tug on your heartstrings whenever you think of home. We'll be right back after this short break. Listen, I've been there in a quaint little apartment in Paris, with the heart aching from homesickness. Today, I'll be sharing some of my own stories from times when I was homesick living abroad. I'll talk about where you can find your tribe. I'll share some practical tips so that you can find home anywhere you happen to be. And we'll also talk about emotional self-care. So if you're ready for our little chat, it's gonna be a good one. Let's get into it. So I remember my first night in Paris, the City of Light, as they call it, but all those twinkling lights couldn't brighten the heaviness that I felt in my chest. I was lying on a creaky bed in a room barely big enough to fit my gigantic suitcases and my dreams, and I thought, what have I done? But here's a little secret. Homesickness, it's not a pit. It's a passageway. It's a deep, aching call to find pieces of home in new places. And for me, Paris taught me that in the most unexpected ways. One day, determined to shake off the blues, I stepped into a boulangerie, hoping to arm myself with a delicious, flaky croissant. But I ended up with an eclair. The baker, with a twinkle in his eye, must have known I needed that sweet surprise. And I still remember it to this day. As I sat by the Seine, savoring that eclair, an elderly woman shared stories of her youth in Paris. Sounded super glamorous, by the way. That eclair wasn't just a pastry. It was my first taste of a new friendship. And guess what? We still keep in touch. Now, let's fast forward a few years. I landed in Istanbul. If Paris was a gentle whisper, Istanbul was a passionate song. I was homesick, yes, but Istanbul did not let me dwell on it. Oh no. I recall trying to replicate the delicate art of Turkish tea making and failing spectacularly. My host, rather than correcting me, simply laughed and poured us both a cup from her own pot. We sat on her rooftop terrace, overlooking the Bosphorus, shimmering under the moonlight. She told me, "In Istanbul, you're never a stranger. You're an old friend we haven't met yet." That night, the city of Istanbul embraced me, and I embraced it right back. I started to feel at home there. Now let's talk about finding your tribe in new places, which brings me to the heart of our community, the Exploring Academy. Look, it's not just about learning English or perfecting grammar or working on your pronunciation. It's so much more than that. It's about finding your people, your support system, your extended family. It's about those moments when you share a laugh over a misunderstood word or find common ground in your unique experiences. Joining Exploring Academy is kind of like walking into a house full of friends that you can't wait to see. It's a space that echoes with the voices of those who've been exactly where you are, miles and miles away from home, right at the doorstep of an incredible journey. So I'm extending a personal invitation for you to come on and join us. Come and be part of this adventure. Let's learn, laugh, and maybe share an eclair or a cup of tea together. Sign up and join us at academy.exploring.co. You know I love a good set of practical tips, so here they are. Let's dive into some heart-to-heart advice that I've gathered on my own journey from living abroad, from Istanbul to Paris to Hong Kong. All right, let's get into that. Embrace the local life. Start a collection of firsts. Your first local dish, your first word in a new language, your first friend. These firsts will become the colorful bricks building your new home. Find familiar comforts. You know, there's some magic in routine. So find a local spot that gives you a sense of belonging. Maybe it's a bench in a park where you can watch the world go by and do some people watching. Or maybe it's a weekly market where you pick out fresh flowers just like you did back home. Or maybe it's the Starbucks around the corner because, hey, while the coffee might not be that great, maybe it's a little cozy corner and a piece of home. Create and share. Start a blog, a vlog, or even a simple journal. Share your journey. The highs, the lows, the unexpected laughs, all those in-between moments. Your story could be the lighthouse for someone else's homesick ship. Get involved. Join a club. Take a class. Volunteer. When you invest in the community invests in you. You might recall how I decided to join local acting troupes in both Paris and Istanbul. It was there, among the scripts and stage lights and sketches and skits, that I found camaraderie and the kind of laughter that doesn't need translation. Those experiences didn't just teach me about acting. They were lessons in belonging, showing me that every place has a role for us to fill. Be open to new traditions. Start new traditions that weave the threads of your culture with the fabric of the new one. Celebrate Thanksgiving with a twist, or bring your favorite festival to your new friends. Practice self-compassion. Be gentle with yourself. Homesickness isn't a weakness. It's a sign of your depth and capacity to love and be loved. Remember, each pang of longing is a testament to the bonds that define us, to the places and the people that have shaped our stories and our lives. So it's totally okay to miss what feels like a piece of your soul. It just means that you've loved something enough to yearn for it. And that is a beautiful strength. Stay connected. Technology is a marvel. I don't know where we would be without it. A video call can shrink thousands of miles into a screen's breadth. A balance is living in the now, living in the present. The present is where your new life is waiting to unfold. So don't be stuck to your screen talking to your friends and family thousands of miles away. Try to be present in what's happening right now in your life. There's no moment like the present, as they say. Now, in the midst of all these activities and new friendships, there's an inner journey that's just as important: emotional self-care. This is where you allow yourself to feel, to miss home, to sit with that feeling, and then gently to let it guide you towards creating new memories. I'll tell you, I remember that there were evenings in Paris where the pang of homesickness was so strong, I could almost hear the laughter from my family's dinner table across the ocean. I would close my eyes and I would let myself feel it. The ache, the love, the connection that distance couldn't sever. We'll be right back after this short break. And then I would open my eyes, feel a little bit better, and then write a letter home, not just filled with updates, but with my feelings, my new experiences, and the ways I was growing. And in Istanbul, years later, I'd sometimes find myself at the Bosphorus watching the water that connected continents, and I'd think of how it mirrored my own life, living between worlds, connecting different parts of myself. I learned that it's okay to feel adrift at times, as long as you remember that you're the captain of your own ship and you have the power to navigate through the tides of emotion. So my point here is, take time for emotional self-care. Cry if you need to. It's just your soul saying hello to the things that it cherishes. Laugh too, because joy can be the bridge back to that grounded feeling, back to feeling grounded. Find what soothes you. And for everyone, it's different. Maybe it's music from your homeland. Maybe it's a favorite book that you've read 10 times. Or maybe it's cooking a dish that reminds you of your childhood. And through it all, keep talking. Talk to new friends, old friends, or even to me through comments and messages. Let's keep the conversation going, because speaking about our feelings is as important as any action we take to feel at home. Homesickness can be like the ocean. Sometimes calm, sometimes overwhelming. But remember, you're not just sailing across it. You're learning to chart new courses, to discover unexplored territories, and maybe find new places to anchor your heart. And when you do feel lost, reach out. Whether it's to somebody at Exploring Academy, a friend, or a kind stranger who's about to become a friend. Homesickness isn't just a journey back to where you've been. It's a journey inward to the heart of who you are and the outward to the vast, beautiful world waiting for you. And so, my dear friend, as we wrap up this cozy chat, I want you to remember that being homesick is part of the human experience. It's a testament to our ability to form deep bonds and cherish our roots. Yet, here you are, brave and resilient, painting your canvas with new experiences. Remember, Exploring Academy is your ally, your mentor, and your cheerleader on this journey. So click the link, academy.exploring.co, join the family, and let's make this path we walk one filled with laughter, learning, and the warmth of companionship. You've got a world of new memories waiting to be created, and I'm here cheering you on every step of the way. You're not just surviving in a new place, you're thriving, making it your own. And that, my friend, is a beautiful thing to witness. Keep weaving your story one heartfelt moment at a time, and always know, in the grand tapestry of life, every thread counts, including yours. And there we have it, my friends. The curtain falls on our little chat. If this video has been the warm hug you needed, why not pass that hug along? If you know someone who's out there, maybe staring at a foreign skyline and missing home, why not send this video their way? It might be just the thing they need to hear right now. Keep sharing stories. Keep building bridges, and remember, every message you share can be the anchor that someone needs to pull themselves ashore in the vast ocean of their adventures. Until we meet again, keep carrying home in your heart and sprinkling a bit of it wherever you go. Take care, and I'll see you in the next video.